Yankees and the Tigers making some noise on the trade front Monday. Luis Severino faces Michael Fulmer. Fulmer cruised through three, but some hot water in the bottom of the fourth.
That one is ripped into right center field. It's going to split the outfielders and go to the wall. Judge scores. Sanchez scores. They're going to hold Holloway up at third. It's a two-run double for Headley, and the Yankees lead 2-1.
Boy, you really cannot say enough about what he's been doing from the left side of the plate.
There you go.
That one is ripped into right center field. It's a base hit. Scoring is Holloway. Here comes Headley. He'll score. It's a two-run single for Todd Frazier, and it's a 4-1 Yankee lead.
Boy, I tell you what, Coney, I love to see this. I mean, that's an adjustment within an at-bat between pitches.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. Judge goes yard. 5-1 Yanks.
For all the critics out there, Aaron Judge can still do this in one swing of the bat. 2-0 pitch up in the strike zone. He had some pitches last series that he missed. Well, he didn't miss this one. Where you throw 30, 35 pitches, they take more out of you than any of them.
Fly ball deep right. Going back to Ducey, looking up, leaping, and he makes the play. Fires to first and does not get the double play. But he took a home run away from Todd Frazier. 2-2. Line drive, a base hit. That's going to go into the gap. It was hit so hard, it gets past the outfielders and goes to the wall. Ellsbury scores. Frazier going to third. An RBI triple. It is 6-2 Yanks. Swing and a miss. 103 miles an hour, and that will do it as he comes in and closes the door, and the Yankees win this one 7-3. A home run for Aaron Judge. Chase Headley continues his hot hitting. RBI triple for Clint Frazier, and even Todd Frazier got himself a two-run single.
A high pitch count Monday night restricted Luis Severino to only 5 innings of work as he threw a whopping 116 pitches. But Severino only gave up 1 run and struck out 8 as he picked up his 8th win of the season. Severino spoke to the media after the Yankees downed the Tigers 7-3.
I just grinded, you know. The beginning of the season, I feel like I didn't have, you know, my stuff. I wasn't feeling comfortable in the mound, but, you know, I wasn't trying to go those 6, you know, trying to hold the team.
You said in the beginning you didn't feel like yourself. What changed throughout the game?
Just I know that I had to at least get to 5, you know, I had to ground, and that's what I did, you know, trying to get, you know, a lot of pitches, not trying to check out everybody, trying to, you know, get, you know, more contact.
Describe the emotion as you got that final out of the 5th inning.
Oh, I was tired. So I wanted that pitch bad. So just, you know, great pitch over there, you know, to get the win, you know, I had to go to 5, and that's what I did.
A 4-run 4th inning put the Yankees on top for good as they cruised to a 7-3 win against the Tigers. But the most news the Yankees made on Monday was not on the field, but rather off it, with their acquisition of Oakland ace Sonny Gray. Here is Joe Girardi recapping a busy day in the Bronx.
He's been great. He has swung the bat great. And it even started before the All-Star break a little bit for me. You know, he went through the tough period, but golly, he's swinging the bat really well, and he's adapted to first base really well and just playing really well. You know, I think he's having a lot of fun, and I think it's what every player wants to feel, that you're making contributions on both sides of the ball, and I think he's doing that. He just wasn't as sharp. They fouled some pitches off. A couple of the hitters put some long at-bats on him. You know, it started in the first batter of the game. Kinsler, he's a tough out, and he put a long at-bat on him, and he just wasn't quite as sharp. I mean, we feel pretty good about him, and I've said all along I don't think his stuff drops off. You know, I wouldn't do that a lot, but I felt that he still had good stuff, and he had done a good job on Victor Martinez, and I let him go.
The Yankees sent CC Sabathia to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Anibal Sanchez.